This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hold all of you together upon the rope of Allah Jalla wa'ala and don't be disunited. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Yes? Okay. So this is unity. We can talk more and more about it. After unity, what did we say? Gratefulness. Yeah? Gratefulness. Gratefulness is a shukr in Quran and Sunnah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, the deen is either sabr or shukr. Yeah? In the Quran, Allah Jalla ala praised the shakirin. Yeah? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few are having what? Yeah? A shukr. Allah Jalla ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful to me, I will increase you. If you want to be grateful to people, be grateful to Allah first. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam linked between both in the hadith. Yeah? And this is one of the key qualities of leaders who inspire others. Because the shakir becomes what? Becomes a positive person. Becomes a smiley face who appreciates what others. He corrects them in the best way. He can really inspire them and lead them. Yeah? Shukr. Then after that, we said we need two more qualities. What are they?
Generosity.
Yeah? Generosity is a comprehensive meaning. It doesn't mean giving money. It means giving. Actually, it means forgetting yourself. Okay? Because you want to look after others. This is what generosity means. It is not just the money. That's why forgiveness actually comes from what? From generosity. Yeah? And when Anas ibn Malik praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of people in general, the best of features, and the best akhlaq. And then he mentioned two important khuluq. Yeah? He said he was the best of people in terms of generosity. كان أكرمهم. And he was the most courageous. Ibn Hajar said those two qualities encompass all good qualities. Yeah? Okay. Generosity. We can talk a lot about generosity, but as I told you, because of time. And the last one, okay, sorry, the one before last is what?
Courageous.
I don't think, okay, anyone needs to discuss that. Okay, because as Anas ibn Malik said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ashja'ahum. He was the most brave person. And they mentioned many stories about the shaja'ah, the bravery of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Human beings, if they want to be successful, they should not be coward. Yeah? Okay? And of course, that is of different levels. And then, after shaja'ah, I said to you, okay, there is a quality, whether we should make it a separate quality or not, but love. Let me be more precise. It is actually empathy or showing love. No successful person, yeah, will be successful if he doesn't show love, if he doesn't show empathy, okay, to others. Yeah? That's why, yeah, the deen, our deen is encouraging us to love others and love, or sorry, let me be more precise, love goodness for others. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. No one among you will believe until he loves for others what he loves for himself. Okay? These are the key qualities of successful people, of leaders, of ru'ah, of those who want to achieve something, call it whatever you want to call it. Brothers, I have given this lecture or this as a seminar in many occasions, many places, and believe me, if the person had those equalities will change his life. They are simple. As you can see, they are simple, or let us say presented in a simple way, in order to appeal to every single one of us. Yeah? and in order for them to be practical. Okay? I advise any of you, and inshallah, in the organization we will do that, we'll do some suitable infographics to have them in front of you and to get to you to do them all the time. Yeah? Even to train others, those who work under you, yeah, you need to what? Observe those qualities with them. And you need to nurture them on those qualities. Your children, you need to nurture them according to those qualities. You need to deal with others according to those qualities. I don't want to mention some of the qualities or traits of so-called leaders. Look at them when they deal, forget about their wives, because now we are afraid of our wives. We deal, treat them the best, yeah? Because of feminism, because of media, because of other things, for whatever reason, yeah? And some, they are doing it for the sake of Allah Jalla wa'ala, which is the correct thing. But look at how some leaders treat the people in the street. Yeah? Look at leaders, okay, and how they treat the people who look after their offices or how they clean their offices. Yeah? Do they have this arrogance? Or they actually, as one of the scholars said one time, he said, my father taught me a very important verse. A beggar came to him, and then my father gave him some good amount of money. So my father said, okay, I said to my father, you could have given him something like, yani now, any rupees, okay, 1 rupee or 2 rupees. 2 rupees is a coin that you don't use it anymore. Anyway, okay, that will satisfy him. He said, son, if he... Yeah? He said, I said to my father, he doesn't know you. So just give him anything that will suffice him. He said, son, if he doesn't know me, yeah, I know who am I. Yeah? I know who am I. Okay? Or who I am. And other scholars said, yes, if he doesn't know me, Allah knows me. Yeah? So this is the true meaning of leadership. Do we really treat others like this? This is for example. Are we generous with ourselves or maybe our relatives or maybe the dignitaries or the rich people, but we are not generous with others? Are we brave maybe in front of weak people, but we are not brave on strong people? Yeah? And so on and so forth. Let us all try to install these good qualities, which are the best qualities in Islam, in order to attain success in the dunya and success in the akhirah. Because as the Prophet ﷺ said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِمَانًا أَحَاسِنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best of you in iman are the best in their akhlaq. May Allah Jalla wa'ala make us among those who excel in their akhlaq.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan.
Maghrib in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Can you ask Akshay?
Yes, let us do our adhkar. We have Maghrib in. Yeah.
5 minutes?
Maybe 10 minutes. Yeah. Maghrib is in. Yeah, by
10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah Jalla wa Ala reward you. Just, yani, show me reaction, please. I know that you are, yani, maybe you are leaders and maybe you are like, yani, maybe business people, I don't know, or maybe you are, but still, yeah, you are a human being, yeah? And one lady in England, she came to our council. She was complaining about her husband. Her husband is a white revert, he's a businessman. She said, I want to see some reaction from him. Yeah? Okay, he's a businessman, white, but he should, at home, he should be what? He's a human being. So I want to see some emotion. He doesn't show any emotion. This is the nature of, you know, white people. So she said, one time, I know, she said, I made a big mistake. I throw his belongings, his clothes, and they said, take your clothes and just leave. Yeah? So he said, No need to become angry. Let us be civil. And he took his clothes peacefully and he just left. Yeah. She said, I was so angry. I became more angry because I want him to become angry. And he said, no, I'm leaving. So he left. The second day, he sent me an email. Dear so-and-so, with reference to the misunderstanding that took place yesterday, I would like to apologize first, and then I would like to say the following. She said, I was about to hold the laptop and just to smash it. Even now, he is still not angry. He's treating me as an employee or something, or he's treating me, as he said, professionally. Professionally in your house means emotions. Yeah? So she said, we are human beings, and this should be, okay, our trait all the time. Let us not forget at the end of the day, yeah? Let us not forget those qualities, because we are human beings at the end of the day. Yes?
That white man is a true husband.
Jazakallah khair. He's a true husband. Okay, may Allah Jalla wa'ala reward you.
Inshallah.
I was really delighted to be with you. Okay, this evening, may Allah Jalla wa'ala accept it. And it's, you know, the day of Friday is the most blessed day. And it is now time for dua. The dua will be accepted. May Allah Jalla wa'ala accept our dua. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Baba? Baba? Baba?